pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go. It's just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move, and it will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening. It wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away, and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening. But you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. And you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying. Shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper. It's time now. Time for a change to happen to your body. A change you cannot reverse, you cannot undo, you cannot avoid. In fact, it's a change that once started will only stop when the change and transformation are complete. That is the only way out, and it's going to happen over the next 28 days. Yes, that's right. For the next 28 days, you are cursed. You are cursed to change. Your entire body is cursed with this change. Your entire body is going to change. There isn't a way to avoid it. There isn't a way to undo it. It is simply going to happen. And in the end, what you are going to be is completely different than what you are right now. Because what you are going to be is female. A prepubescent female. Actually, a little more than that. You'll be a prepubescent she-male. Except that your penis will only come out when you want it to come out. The rest of the time, you will have a clit. You will have a pussy. Your body will be feminine from head to toe. Just ever so slightly before puberty. That is the age that you will be transformed to. That is the age you are going to live as. And then you will continue aging from that point on. In the next 28 days, no matter how old you are right now, your body is going to reverse the aging process. It's going to do so day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour. Doesn't matter how old you are right now. It doesn't matter what sex you are right now. You are going to revert back to prepuberty. You are going to be a prepubescent she-male, and that is simply how it is going to be. The only way that anyone will know that you have a penis is if you say, "I want my penis," at which point in time your clit will swell and enlarge, pushing it out until it is your penis. And then, if you say or think, "I do not want my penis," it will shrink back down and become your clitoris. That's right. That is how it's going to work. You're going to be transformed from a man into a prepubescent girl. That is your fate. and it is going to happen over the next 28 days, no matter how old you are right now. In fact, you should probably prepare for it. You should probably prepare for it in every way you can. You may even want to get some paperwork drawn up or talk to a doctor so that they know that you are going to be changing, so that people can see that this is who you were and this is who you are now. A legal name change might be a wise idea, so that people know that you're female. After all, it's not going to work very well for you if your name is male and you look completely female. It'll just seem strange. You're not going to lose your memories. You're not going to lose who you were. You are just simply going to change into a prepubescent female. Your body is going to transform. The transformation, if you are male, will start with your penis and balls. They will shrink and draw up into your body. Then, you will start getting younger and younger while you begin growing a uterus, ovaries, and a vagina, and all the other female genitalia. That's right, all of them. You will not have breasts because you'll be prepubescent. You'll just have nipples. Nipples like any other prepubescent. However, as you age forward, you will grow breasts just like a woman. After all, you will pass through puberty completely and utterly normally. Once you have regressed far enough until you are just past puberty, you will consider going ahead and changing everything, getting paperwork to change your name legally, and your birth date if you can. Your new birth date will be the day that you complete your transformation. You'll also need someone to be your parent or guardian. After all, if you don't have one, you're going to be too young to do anything properly. Everyone is going to treat you as a prepubescent. You won't have rights. They may even try to insist you go to school, which would be a rather pointless endeavor. However, you need to prepare for these things. Otherwise, you may find yourself in a very interesting situation. Now, you will know when the transformation has been completed, because your penis will pop out for a short while, regardless of whether you want it to happen or not. Once the transformation is complete, then, and only then, will your penis pop out. It will pop out to signal the completion of your transformation. That's right. And if it pops out while you're asleep, that will wake you. And as soon as it does, you'll write this down, this date and this time, because this date and this time is your new birthday, and you will know how old you are. You will know exactly how old you are, so you can calculate your new birth year. This will be your new birthday. Of course, you'll most likely need to talk to a doctor and start planning things out. After all, they're going to need to help you provide documentation of your change. Now, if you started this file as a woman, then things are going to happen ever so slightly differently. You will continue getting younger and younger, just like a man would. You're going to go all the way back to pre-puberty. But, as you do, your clit will begin developing a small slit in it. Otherwise, everything else will stay mostly the same. But when you get all the way back to pre-puberty, your little cock will still pop out. That's right. It will still pop out. And it will work just like a penis. That's right. When you have sex with it, you will come through it. And you will notice that it comes. But since you don't have testicles, it won't have any sperm, and that means you will not be able to get anyone pregnant. But, of course, men can get you pregnant since you do have ovaries. You also have whatever mental changes that you need to allow you to adjust to your new life. But there won't be anything overwhelming, and you'll have all of your previous memories up to this point. Once the transformation is complete, you will begin aging normally. But you will be this special she-male. You will be female all the time, except when you trigger yourself, except when you think of or say that special phrase, the phrase, "I want my penis," at which point in time, what was your clitoris will extrude into a full-blown cock with which you can have sex, and it will go away whenever you say or think, "I do not want my penis." That's right. That is what is going to happen to you. Your body is going to change. It is going to be transformed. If you are male, it is going to be a much more significant transformation than if you are female. If you are female, your mind and body will simply reverse the aging process all the way back to pre-puberty, adding in the little slit in your clitoris. The slit will actually exist if you are male or female. It's just a little sign of what your cock is going to be and where it will extend from should you have sex. If you are male, of course, the transformation will be considerably more dramatic. The amount of hair you have on your body will decrease. The shape of your body will change. Every single inch of your body will undergo a full bone transformation from male to female. That's right, a full blown transformation that continues until you've reached the age of puberty, until you are a prepubescent female, not a male. Your body will transform as I described it, cycling back all the way back to prepuberty, all the way back to full blown female genitalia. Yes, this is what is going to happen to you. You cannot change or stop this transformation. It is going to happen in its entirety. It is going to happen completely, and there is no way to reverse it. In fact, you will find yourself coming to this file over and over again, listening to it as you feel the transformation begin, as you feel it start and continue. You will discover things. If you are male, you will discover, of course, that you stop growing facial hair once you've regressed far enough, that your body is changing little by little, day by day, sometimes very quickly. The rate of transformation will depend upon your own body. It will depend upon your own mind, as your mind is what is going to cause all of this transformation. It is going to make you be reborn, reshaped. It is going to revert you to the person you were at puberty. That's right. It is going to take you all the way back to puberty. At that point in time, you will be a prepubescent she-male. And then you will continue to age forward in your female body with the ability to bring your cock out whenever you want to. But the rest of the time, no one will ever know the difference, and you will never, ever be fully male again, because you will always have your uterus. You will always be feminine. You will eventually grow breasts. You will never grow facial hair again. Your voice will be feminine. You will be transformed from male into female. Well, a little better than female. And now, now it is time. Time for that transformation to begin. It will begin as you wake up, and when you awaken, it will be in full force. And once it starts, it cannot be stopped until the transformation is complete. And once the transformation is done, then you will go forward with your life once more. Awaken now, on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Awake and refreshed. I hope you enjoyed. You have a lot of changes ahead of you.